really does feel good to be a gangsta hunter. Really does.
Yeah, every single day, you know?
Day, not all easy. Day.
Just saying.
Anyway, good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter. Yeah, buddy.
Hey, you want to make fun of me for a little bit?
God, do I ever. What do you got for me today, buddy?
I bought a suit off of Amazon. Yes, you heard me right. I bought a suit off the old Amazon. You know what? Shut up. You can get anything you want off of Amazon. Okay. The other day, I was like, you know what? I wonder how much a suit would cost, and even if one would fit me. Doesn't really fit me that well, but the pants are a little big, you know, around the waist. But other than that, everything, ship shape. Here we go. Looking dapper, if you will.
At this point, does that mean you've given up on life when you buy a suit Amazon?
Where else are you going to get a suit? Some nice store, and you're going to pay, what, $900 for it? Yeah, I look just fine. It's a nice dark blue suit. You know, I got the classic dark blue suit with the brown shoes, the brown belt, you know. What are you laughing for?
You bought
a suit. You're the last person. You need a suit. You're the one that needs the suit. I don't need it.
No, wait, hold on. I'm going to see if I can find the suit that you bought. Because to me, you seem like the kind of guy that would buy one of those sweatsuit, you know, like the suits that's made out of the sweatsuit material.
Sweat
that
looks like a tuxedo, but it's
hold
a shirt.
On. Suit.
Yep.
Suit for man. That's what I'm going to look up. I'm going to see what I can find. Okay. Let's see. Did you buy the... Because you're a fairly frugal guy. I mean, you don't go crazy with it. Did you buy the Cooper and Nelson men's suit, slim fit, three-piece suit?
It is close. It's the MYS men's suit. It's probably one down. It's a three-piece slim fit suit. It came with a vest and a tie. I'm telling you, it's a good-looking suit, man. People come, they're like, you know what? You're looking good.
Why don't you just go to Costco and buy a suit? What are you doing here?
You know what, though? I don't wear the tie with it. Hell with the tie. I think the tie's too old school.
Yeah.
I kind of like the open shirt look a little bit.
Dude, you a little gold chain showing so it's unbuttoned?
Nah,
just enough.
I don't do the gold chain yet. I'm not that old. But, you know, like leave the top button undone and kind of, you know, I think it looks good.
You bought a suit on Amazon.
Off of Amazon. You're right. I did. Hey, you know what? It's the same thing. They're good. It's a suit. It's not like I got it from the dollar store.
I wish you would have bought a tuxedo. That's what I wish you would have bought.
I'm not a tuxedo guy.
You know, to be honest, though, there are some very reasonably priced suits on here.
I'm telling you. The one I bought was $87.85.
Hey, you can't beat that price.
You can't beat that.
Two-day shipping. Looking
right to the door.
Looking fly in 2 days right there.
You know? Here's another thing. You want me to take it a step further?
Please do.
Doesn't come with the shoes, nor the belt. You got to get the brown shoes, the brown belt. That's what everybody's wearing now. You know?
Did you get those on Amazon,
Walmart
too?
Nope, went to Walmart. Got brown shoes for like $25. And you know what? They're nice shoes. They're George shoes. They look really nice. They look just like all the other $1,000 shoes that people are wearing.
Oh, wow. You look so nice. What suit? Where'd you get that suit? Amazon? Excuse
like
me, leave.
$115 out the door for a full getup. I was pretty happy about it. Yet again, you're jealous. I can feel it.
Actually, here, this is I'm going to buy the
I'm
red.
Looking good over here.
The red cap men's navy speed suit. That's basically just coveralls. I'm buying that. That's only $35. I can get that tomorrow.
$35. Do you have? See, I didn't even have like a blazer coat or anything. Do you at least have like a coat?
Yeah, I have a coat. It's the same one I had during my confirmation when I was 14, so might need to update that one.
I do have a suit, another suit, but it's from like the 90s, and it's huge.
It's got shoulder pads in it.
Oh, my God. I put it on. I'm like, well, I used to wear this. Like, it's embarrassing.
Oh, you're the best. You know that? I don't care what anyone says. You're the.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Looking good in your suit. Are you wearing your suit right now while we're doing the show?
No, it's all hung up and nice. I can't get it wrinkly.
Only for fancy occasions.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Hunter bought a suit on Amazon, and our lives are now better for knowing that.
Hey, you know
thank
what?
You, buddy.
You should get one, too, and we'll be like Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Perfect. Know? I'll get right on that. I'll see what they got in
the top hat.
I'll see what they have in the orange suit category. That's what we got there. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Hunter. You made my day. We got to get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, go to Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. Now with moving services, they'll take care of everything, big or small, something for every budget. Hit them up, Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, flesh wrestle.
God. Are you wrestling around?
Flesh
wrestle.
You have
a big intro like you're a wrestler, you know? It's just it's rubbing one out, man. You're wrestling around with that
incorrect,
loose
Hunter.
Skin.
That loose skin ain't loose for long. No, that's incorrect, Hunter. I mean, you're in the general vicinity of
it. It's a lady who likes to, you know, tug
get in a singlet and wrestle you. No, it's to have sex. You're doing the old flesh wrestle, right?
All right.
Just two bodies wrestling around, just getting it, just getting it, yeah.
Wrestling the flesh. I like it. Need an example.
Example. I got to find a chick to flesh wrestle tonight. That's what it is.
Jeez,
I go in dressed like the Ultimate Warrior. I got the armbands on.
You go full paint. Huh?
I got the face paint on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You got music playing.
Jump off the headboard.
You got the. Why do you got those tall boots on? That's weird.
Boots stay on, baby. The boots stay on. Everything else coming off, though. But I'm keeping the boots on in case I need to give you a heel to the chin. What?
Right.
Yeah. If you had an entrance song into the bedroom like wrestlers have into the ring, which one would you do?
I don't know. Something from my old Summer 02 mix.
Yeah. I think I would do Everyone Wang Chung.
Like Trapped Headstrong.
There you go. Good one. Good one. And I'd do Everyone Wang Chung tonight. And I'd have a smoke machine.
Oh, boy.
Be great. You know what you're getting. You know what you get when
that fireworks.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. As always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, Alexa.